What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. This is episode, I guess, part two of 175. So 175.2. So yeah, on this episode, like I said last episode, we went a little bit long. So I figured I'd split this up into two parts. One being, you know, all the geek shit, and this just being the intro part, which actually went a whole lot longer than I expected. It's about 40 minutes long, so I figured, fuck it. It's good enough to post as a whole episode, plus being that this week is New York City Comic Con, so the guys are unavailable to record. So yeah, so it's cool. I got no problem with that shit. It's fucking fun. So yeah, get ready for Inner City Geeks Podcast, episode 175.2. Enjoy.
I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
Microphone situated. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. Doing all right, you know, now that we got the microphone situated.
Yeah, I was gonna say, why don't we start with Steve? Steve, what's up, man?
I'm fucking chilling, dude. It's been a kind of a crazy week. At the beginning of the week, of course, had a little bit of an issue this week here at the new place or whatever with people downstairs playing like really fucking loud music. Personally, I can give a fuck less because like I'm used to this shit, but fucking right. No.
Now my question is this though. Was it like music that was like tolerable or not really?
I guess. it was just like the, you know, old school Mexican music or whatever. That's why I said I guess it's kind of tolerable. For some people it might be, for some people it might not be.
Right, I mean, it's almost like if you were to play Killswitch, they wouldn't like it downstairs.
Right, exactly. If they would have listened to like what I was going to play at the end of the episode, they'd be like, "What the fuck, dude?" but yeah, it was squash or whatever, and they've been pretty quiet. So we'll see what's happening. Also, like this week, got some good new musics. Yeah, got to check out the latest album from Hell Yeah, which is actually pretty fucking good. And also a new album from the band of Mice and Men, which is actually really, really, really fucking good. They're both great albums. Like, I enjoy both of them. Of Mice and Men, I like a little bit better because it is a little bit harder, and the Hell Yeah is a lot more. Some more generic mainstream type metal, but it's still both pretty fucking good.
Yeah, I was never into them. And back in my concert security days, I worked them and I just couldn't.
Oh, Hell Yeah.
Yeah, I was just never into Mice and Men. They're not my style.
That's fine. They're like your run of the mill, you know. Fucking like metalcore band, but the thing is, like, they have a new lead singer or whatever, so it sounds a bit heavier than the last lead singer. And being that he is a newer lead singer, they've kind of changed up their style just a little bit to make it that much harder. So yeah, it's pretty
good. So they went with the new lead singer, they went less emo and more like music?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so like you'll see at the end of the episode, the song that I picked is fucking good. It's really fucking good. And then again, I also did send it to you in the notes, so you may want to check that out before, you know, or after, or, you know, whatever. Or just wait till the episode comes out and then you can listen into it then. But But yeah, it's pretty fucking dope. It's a really good fucking album. Like, I really like it. I really like both albums. They're really, really fucking good. Yeah. So, what's going on with you guys? What you guys been up to, Brian?
For me, it's been a lot of work, and it's also like, you know, trying to make sure that I'm up to date and everything. So when I'm away for New York Comic Con next week, I'm not backlogged when I come back to work.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have a nice night out on Tuesday night at Sony PlayStation to go see Alter Bridge with Skillet and Dirty Honey.
Yes. And I don't know Dirty Honey, but I do know Skillet.
Skillet played there, like, they played Monster and, like, whatever, like, famous tracks they have from, like, WWE days.
Mm-hmm.
They're not my kind of music. I mean, I like one or two songs by them, but, like, they put in work. I sent you the picture of, like, him with, like, the smoke machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are really good performers.
Yeah, so, like, there was a lot of energy on stage, and mm-hmm. it was a really, really great show. Mm-hmm. Dirty Honey, I didn't go into the venue, like into the main venue to see them. I heard them from afar, and that's when I like walked around and like, you know, bought a shirt and whatever. But the drummer did like a killer drum solo that was maybe like 5 minutes long. It was actually pretty solid. So the reason why it was at PlayStation, because the ticket says Terminal 5 had a small fire about a week ago.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah, so there was I think it was like a storeroom or something. But it's enough where they shut the venue down to repair it, cuz that's the last thing you want is, you know, a faulty something with 2,000 people in a room.
Yeah, no, you don't need that. No.
Yeah. So
that's cool though. PlayStation Theater is actually a better fucking
I love that venue, and it's a shame they're going to be closing down at the end of the year.
Are you serious?
Yeah, rent is too high.
The first time I went there was actually to go see Hatebreed.
Okay.
Well, no, they weren't the headliner. It was actually All That Remains were the headliner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically for something like that. Bands like those two, bands like Alter Bridge and Skillet, like they'll flip a coin to see who basically like plays last, you know.
Okay. So it was like a co-headliner instead of just a regular headliner.
Yeah, it was definitely co-headliner.
Okay.
Because Alter Bridge only played like 13 songs versus their typical like 17. Like,
okay.
And plus Miles was under the weather before, so like he didn't do his typical like acoustic set. Right. Had the crowd sing a lot of the song. But you know, kudos for him to still play and not cancel, you know, on top of, you know, the Terminal 5 issue. So I learned to never burn bridges.
Yeah, it's always good not to burn bridges. Exactly. That's one of my favorite things to not do.
Exactly. As one should never do that. And so I know people at the theater, even though it's changed hands and went from Best Buy to PlayStation, you know, people still in the industry, that, you know, they all work there and stuff. And so I messaged my friend and I'm like, hey, I was like, with the Switch, I was like, you know, think you can help me out. So he's like, I'm not working today. He's right now he's on the road. He's their touring manager. The theater's touring. Yeah. He used to be in-house. Now he's like their road guy. And he's like, what do you need? I'm like, well, I prefer not to be in the crowd. So if you get me the VIP, he's like, cool. Let me see what I can do. Made the call. An hour later, hits me up. He's like, go to box office when you get there.
Fuck yeah, dude. I know.
So I go, and this is a friend I know for like 10 years. And so I go to box office. Yeah, I go to box office, and I'm like, hey. It's like, so... You know, I'm not going to say the name, but, you know, there's something for me at the box office. And guy's like, all right, what's your name? I'm like, Brian. He goes, all right, can I have your ID? Sure. Flips through their little, like, filing system. And he's like, yep, here you go. Hands me my ID back and this envelope. And inside the envelope is a VIP wristband and two drink tickets.
Nice. And so drink tickets Fuck yeah, you got free drinks and fucking nice.
Yeah, so basically, I didn't expect the drink tickets, so like I bought stuff from my job, and I have like the gin and tonic in a can, so like I bought two of those and pre-gamed. And so like didn't expect that, so it was nice, because when the bartender was like, it'll be 15. Yeah, that's right. It's $15 for a freaking drink. For a drop of gin, a ton of tonic, and a shit ton of ice, $15. So I hand him the drink ticket, and I go about my night. And at the bar, so there's three bars in that venue, all right? Because they want people, you know, sauced the whole night, you know?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So I go down to the secondary bar right by the doors to the inner venue.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to look over and I see this guy. I knew right away from the back of his head. I was like, okay, that's a friend of mine, former coworker. So he still does security. He just took the night off to go see Skillet because he's a like bigger Skillet fan than he is Alter Bridge, right?
Okay.
So I mean, where, you know, for me it's AB versus Skillet. So meanwhile, I went to the show by myself. My wife. She's not into it, you know. She's like, go be you, have a good time. And like my brother or whatever had early rise and couldn't make it. So like I was like, screw it, I'll just go by myself. And mm-hmm. I'm grateful that I did, because, you know, like I said, saw my friend. Hey, what's up, man? You know, good to see you. He's like, where are you going to be? I'm like, on the balcony. And he's like, all right, you know. He's
outside,
like,
I'm going on the corner. I'm sorry.
What's up?
No, I was outside on the corner. He's like, where are you going to be? Outside on the corner.
So he's like, all right, I'll meet you at the balcony. I'm like, cool. So, I forget where I went. I might have gotten a shirt, or might have been like the restroom break or whatever in between bands. And then like, so this was in between Dirty Honey and Skillet. And I go to the balcony, meet up with them. We got our nice little spot. That was that perfect view picture that I sent you. That was without zooming, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. I zoomed like twice, and like none of those pictures I sent you were Zoom. Skillet starts playing, really energetic show, and you know, just a lot of energy there. And you know, I'm not, like I said, I'm not big in Skillet, but you know, they were great. And so after they end, and it was like that setup, you know, for the other band, my old boss comes up onto the balcony. Uh-huh. And you know, and he's looking, I'm like, you know, I'm like, hey, he's like, hey, how are you? You know, good to see you, you know? And then we're about to talk some more. And then he looks at his phone. And he's like, they're going to come on. Because, you know, we had meetings prior to bands, you know, prior to doors open to know exactly, okay, this band comes on now, this band comes on now, this band comes on, curfew, 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 right? That's how it is. We get like a sheet with like the passes and, you know, which is what, and like what band plays from what time, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
So what happened is that he's like, all right. And I was like, all right. I was like, we'll catch up after Alter Bridge. He's like, cool. So Alter Bridge, come on. Amazing, amazing show. And then just like all concerts, you know, they come to a close. And I start leaving. And my friend had wandered somewhere or whatever. And as I'm about to leave, I run into my old boss again, and we go to the old security office, you know, like have a nice chat for about 20 minutes or so. And then I text my friend like, hey, where'd you wind up? He's like, I'm not far by the escalator. I'm like, cool, I see you, go over, chat. Conversation. As security is kicking everybody out of the arena, I'm still there, and because I'm with my friend, they don't look at me. They're like, okay, yeah, whatever. And even like one of the guards walked over, and he was like, he with you? And you know, I was like, yeah. And he's like, all right, cool. And, you know, and then my friend was like, you worked together at one point. And the guy's like, what? And now he looked at my face. I actually just buzzed off all of my beard, but, he was looking through the beard and the hair and he's like, oh my God. Yeah. How you been? You know? And it was great catching up with him too. And then, after everybody's out of the arena, all right, Skillet starts going up the escalator. And so, and speaking of beards, the lead singer of Skillet has an epic beard.
He really does.
So lead singers and like his spouse or like his publicist or whatever, they start heading up the escalator. And so my friend's like, hey, he goes, I want to take a picture with him. I'm like, all right. So as they're going up the escalator and I yell out, you know, great show guys. And the Skillet lead singer was really, really nice. He was like, oh, thanks guys. You know, have a great night. And then like, thanks for coming out. We follow up the other escalator because you figure, you know, that theater, they want both escalators going up to kick people out faster. Mm-hmm. And so, we go by the exit, almost outside. And my friend's like, hey, he goes, I'm sorry, but can I get a picture with you? And the Skillet lead singer was like, yeah, man, come on. And, you know, like, my friend was like, you know, I got into you guys when you guys used a song for WWE. And he's like, oh, yeah. He goes, like, something like being part of a WWE pay-per-view helped them out a lot or whatever.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Because WWE has a lot of fucking fans.
Mm-hmm. I heard of Alter Bridge because of Edge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like it happens. You know, Breaking Benjamin is another band I heard because of WWE.
Yeah.
Was
another band like Figure 11 with the Kane song back in the day?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. If you think about
with fucking The Undertaker.
Yeah, like if you think about all their stuff, I mean, when they use like real people's music, it's, you know, like they help people out. Think about every song per pay-per-view, you know?
Fucking Triple H for fucking Motorhead.
That's how, yeah. I mean,
even though Motorhead was already a huge ass band.
Before. Yeah, Motorhead was huge before, but I mean, I wasn't a big Motorhead fan, but I got into them more because of WWE.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Brian, go to your room.
I am. Anyway, so what happened is that, friend takes the picture with Skillet's lead singer, and after like a 5 or 6 minute chat, he's like, all right, you know, like I'm gonna get on the bus. We're like, yeah, go do your thing. And he's like, thank you again, shook our hands, was like, you know, thank you so much again for coming out. We're like, no, thank you, yada yada yada. So then the security from upstairs, their in-house security, was looking like, why is this guy still here? Then they looked, they're like, oh, he's with him. Okay. So I say to my friend, I'm like, so what do you want to do? He's like, let's go back downstairs. So we go back downstairs. We circle around to the very back of the venue where the dressing rooms are. And then the one guard at the door was like, hey, he's like, he with you? And it's like, yep. He's like, all right, cool. We walk backstage. We're literally in the area where they hang out and there's the kitchen and the couches and everything. And, what happened next is that we wind up in Skillet's dressing room.
Oh, shit.
I mean, they're gone, you know, so, or they were in their bus outside. And, like, we're in their dressing room, and, like, it's amazing how much food was, like, not even touched. They ordered food from Carmine's across the street.
Fuck yeah.
And it was untouched. Like, my friend devoured, like, a whole big thing of penny vodka, where the cardboard was still folded in place from the kitchen.
Get out of here.
I kid you not. And so I didn't want any like heavy food. I just like, hey, as like, so I say to the other guard, who we're now, we instantly became friends. It's like, yo, you mind if I get a water and a banana? And he's like, yeah, he goes, take that, take a Red Bull. I don't care. So
take it. It all goes to the garbage.
So like, I grab a water, grab a banana, grab a Red Bull, and you know, then we're like, yo, it's like, is AB still here? And they're like, he's like, yeah, they're on the other side. We're like, all right, cool. So we wind up in, I think my friend was a bit drunk. So like, I think he was looking more so for like more food. And so, so we wind up
sober up.
Yeah. So like we wind up in Alter Bridge's dressing room. And which is weird, Skillet got the bigger room, but yet they played first. Like, that's odd. We go into Alter Bridge's dressing room, and, you know, like, we went in with the other guard, and the other guard's like, oh, they got the good water. He broke out of Fiji. And then, like, it was crazy. It's like, I look on the counter, or like the dresser or whatever was in there. And like inside, like on top of the dresser was a guitar pick. So I took that. And then, I mean, you figure they throw those out anyway. And then underneath it.
Right. The evidence.
Yeah. And then right after that was a police issued PBA card issued to Miles Kennedy from, I forget what sergeant off the top of my head. And I look at that. I'm like, well. And I was
he's not gonna it. This.
I was considering it, but then I looked over and I saw all their stuff. Like I saw like fresh like sneakers and clothing and like after concert wear. And so you know what? I'm just gonna take a picture of this instead. and then I put the thing back, and then we walk away. And then next thing you know, we get to the other side of the stage where the VIP lounges are, and we see them in the like the room with the couches with their publicists and people. And one of the other people from PlayStation, one of the production people, he came walking through, and again through the beard and through the hair, he's looking at me, he's like, oh my god, Brian, you know, gives you a bro hug and you know, catching up. Cause I remember when this dude started, and he was an usher and he was training to be production. And, you know, so it's crazy how, you know, he's still there and stuff. And so he's also like, if you ever need me, he's like, just text me, I'll get you into whatever show you want to see. So as we're all catching up, there was a, one by one, the band members start coming out of the VIP lounge to go to their dressing room. First was the bassist, give us a nod. Hey guys, how are you? You know? And then he went that way. And then like Mark Tremonti walked right past me with his wife. And he's like, hey guys, you know, like, hey, you know, and he walks and does his thing. And then walking out by himself with a cup in hand. And he was either a little toasty for sure, or a little stoned, or both. Cause when my brother met them a couple of years ago, he said that he was high as fuck.
It wouldn't faze me. Man. Fuck it. Okay.
So like the drummer comes walking out, cup in hand. Hey guys, I'm like, great show. He's like, oh, thanks guys. You know, and he starts hanging out. He's like chatting with us for like almost 10 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah. And he was super down to earth. You know?
Oh, yeah. Like, fucking high as shit.
Yeah. But no, he was really, really cool. And then like, you know,
hey, do you want a drink? No thanks. I got a banana and a Red Bull.
My friend was like, you know, I'm so grateful you played, you know, Edge's theme song, and he's like, oh yeah. And then I was like, well, these are my favorite songs, and then he's like, well, I'm happy that we played all of them for you, you know. And I was like, yeah. I was like, this is like my fifth or sixth time seeing you guys. He's like, wow, like thanks, you know. But it was cool
because hey, really, you don't have other music to listen to.
I've seen him about six times, yeah.
No, I know. That's what he's saying. He's like, Jesus Christ,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. No, but, you know, like, yeah, so chatting for nearly 10 minutes and then was like, he's like, oh, man, I got to go catch up with these guys. You know, have a good night. We're like, you too, you know, and shook our hands and left. And then, like, I think they got home. Well, I think they left at, like, 1:30 officially, out of the front end of PlayStation. Damn. Like, I text my friend, I'm like, yo, because I was having train trouble getting home. I played the MTA alphabet game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
To the B to the C to the Q.
I took, because from PlayStation to my house would be the easiest way to get home would be the either the R to the F or the F directly from Bryant Park.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, I went down and I tried to go directly with the F late at night, because you figure it's like almost 1:30 at this point. Mm-hmm. And I took the E to the D to the N to the G, and it took me close to 2 hours to get home.
Jesus Christ.
Because the E was on the F line and blah, 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 and MTA bullshit and yada, 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 and, you know. But, yeah. So
and then it all turned into a Seinfeld episode.
What happened?
And then it all turned into a Seinfeld episode.
Basically. You know, and all of a sudden...
I don't want to be a pirate.
George is getting upset.
Yada, yada, yada.
So, yeah, that's my crazy Alter Bridge Tuesday.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's awesome, man. I'm glad you had fun, man.
And none of this would have happened if it was at Terminal 5.
Yeah, yeah. None of this would have happened if you burnt the bridge.
Let me correct that. The MTA would have still happened if it was at Terminal 5.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You'd probably still be out there waiting.
Yeah, probably. I wouldn't be on the show tonight because I'd be...
Hey, I can't get home.
Even though you're walking distance from work and shit, but still, you can't get home.
Right?
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. So, let's talk about some geek shit. Or, I'm sorry, Alex, what have you been up to, man?
Oh, yeah, that's right, Alex. What's good, man?
It made me laugh because I just wanted to hear the story and stuff like that, so I was just like, let Brian converse. But yeah, no, but dude, I'm glad that you had that awesome adventure. I, on the other hand, let's say if I would have seen like the alcohol and stuff, I'd be like, you know, But yeah, but oh my god, dude. So, Steve already knows. I sent them the first draft for the latest issue of the webcomic, the script. So he sent it back to me. So I'm gonna try to see if I can start doing something tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully,
what did you think about the edits?
Oh, I liked it. I'm gonna change one or two things too, but like nothing major. But I like your slight changes.
Yes, good. Good. Because the thing is, like, I like to make certain things a little more conversational.
Yeah. No. And the funny thing is, it's like the way when I write or whatever, I write like as if I'm having a conversation with like the missus or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, like, you know, because then the issue that's supposed to come out now, it's going back to Burton and Jenny.
Yeah. Did you like the way I did something that was like, oh yeah, the callback to like two episodes?
Yeah. Yeah. Like you explained what happened previously. Previously in the webcomic. Yeah. But yeah, so this week was a rough week, dude. Like I'll as I said before we started recording, whatever, on Tuesday, I had a former coworker from the old site where we used to work at that he came to, you know, to the site because, the company that we work for, they lost the account to where we used to work at. So because of which, there are a couple of people that don't have sites yet, you know.
That are just right floating, now. Literally floating.
Yeah, they're just floating right now. So I got word from this individual. I'm not going to shout out his name, of course, right? And he kind of gave me a heads up on part of the reason why that when I came back from, you know, from medical leave, that the site where I was at, that I didn't work over there. So the I'm gonna do the quotations. Official reason was that apparently that when I went to go visit the site after my first replacement, one of the people from the site, the HR, when they saw me, they're like, oh, you know, he seems like he's fine. How come he's not working? It's like, oh, he's still, you know, he's still on medical leave. So apparently they felt like, you know, that, oh, he seemed like he could work. I don't know why he's not working. But then So, but then I got word from said individual that came through to the site that apparently the reason why that I wasn't there was because the manager you know, didn't like me, so he mm-hmm. wanted me out. Mm-hmm. And the reason why he wanted me out was because, and honestly, you already know. Remember when you were there, he used to get jealous of you. That when the class was open, yeah, because this guy is the kind of individual that he, you know, since he has a title, he wants, you know, he wants to, like, you know,
he wants to shine all the way.
Yeah, and he has no problem whatsoever throwing his employees under the bus to make himself look good.
Oh yeah, he's an asshole.
Yeah, so I got word, you know, word that was part of the reason why, that because he got, you know, like he didn't like the fact that the clients would come to me for things and not him. So because, you know, I because of that, I didn't have a site to go back to for, I want to say, what is it, 4 months?
Mm-hmm.
So I was a floater for a few months before I'm the site where I'm at now.
Jeez.
But yeah, so the following day, this guy was there, the manager. So when I see him, nothing but like anger and disdain just flows through me. So the first thing he comes up to me, whatever, he goes, "Oh, hello, Mr. You know," he calls me, you know, my last name. So he puts his hand out. Mind you, I'm not a jerk. So I shook his hand, right? But then after the fact or whatever, I'd say two words to him.
Yep.
Right. I went to go, you know, to take care of, you know, my duties, you know, and when the one time that I ran into him again is when I was doing my afternoon run, and he asked me where the restroom was at. I told him where the restroom was at. That's it. So apparently when I wasn't there, you know, he did mention to them or whatever the situation, the reason why I'm not at the site anymore. But like, you know, uh-huh. not the, you know, not the actual reason, the acceptable reason, that, you know, because of the whole, when I came back on medical leave thing, you know, like when I was, yeah. So he told them that. Of course, you know that he's not going to say, well, I didn't want him there because, you know, I was jealous for him.
Yeah, he's not going to say that at all. He's never going to say that. He's not going to be like, you know, this guy was way better than I was. And yeah, fuck that dude.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So then the following day, which was on Thursday, you know, he wasn't there, so it was a lot better. But my old coworker was back. So, you know, he asked me, how was it? And I talked to him briefly because, like I said, this other dude, the coworker, right? You know, apparently when I was out on medical leave, he liked having that closing shift because I was the closer.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he didn't really help out. Like, he kind of like, I know he had like some like a small hand in not, you know, for me not being coming back either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I can't, you know, I can't, you know, I don't have proof because I'm not going to ask him straight out. And besides, it's just the whole thing of like, after I left that site, it was just like, you know what? I'm done with them. I don't have to deal with them.
Exactly. It was for the better.
Yeah. And, you know, and it is, you know, it was great to get out of there because it was less of a headache. But then, you know, of course, within time, from one headache, you get another one. But, you know, I don't know what it is, but it just seems like when it comes to higher-ups, right, for whatever reason, I get people, like, you know, people get this power trip kind of thing.
Yeah, they absolutely do.
And, you know, I don't get it. Like, you know, like, I've worked at, like, other jobs. Like, for example, when I used to work in a movie theater, right, where you had managers that would, like, you know, work with you. And, you know, even, like, let's say if it gets busy, you know, they'll roll up their sleeves and, you know, like, jump in and help you out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but unlike when it comes to this, they'll be like, oh, if you need my help, just let me know. Which really means whatever. They're just saying, like, you know, like,
right, they just know something and I'll let somebody else know eventually.
Yeah. So it was, you know, it was like a rough couple of days, dude, just like, you know, dealing with that person there. But after, you know, after I saw him and after like the emotions came through later on, I just kept thinking to myself, like, you know what? He can't do anything now because he, you know, he's at my site. You know, he's there because he doesn't have a site.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that was kind of like a little bit of solace in a sense, but you know, it, ultimately it's just like, you know what? This, you know, this dude or whatever deserves really a lot worse stuff to happen. Yeah, this dude deserves like a lot worse to, you know, stuff, but I'm not going to wish anything like that because, you know, it's just like, there's no point.
Yeah, right? There's no point in fucking dealing with that shit.
Yeah, but you know what? I am a firm believer in karma, and I look at it now like, you know what? Now, you know, he doesn't have a site. They don't know what to do with him. And there was a rumor that they may, you know, because if they can't find them a site after a certain time, whatever, they may, you know, you know how the company works. They'll give you like 30 days. They'll give you 30 days after some time yep. to try to find another site. And if you can't find it.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know what? So, you know, que sera, sera, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, but at least the good thing is that you are in a better place now. You don't have to worry about his bullshit, and you do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing that kind of sucks though is that he'll be there all next week, but I'm just there for three days, from Monday to Wednesday, and then after Wednesday, you know, well, I'm off from Thursday till Monday because you know it's Comic-Con weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah, so something to look forward to. So it's like, you know what? I could deal with the bullshit for you know, until then.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's definitely something to get used to and shit. Fuck it, why not? Fuck him. Let him fucking stay there and fucking suffer. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is at least like, you know, since I'm busy all morning anyway doing work, I don't have to really deal with him that much.
Mm-hmm.
But in the afternoon it's, you know, I'm covering individuals while they're going for lunch. So it's just like, I just, you know, like I do have to spend time with him at the office, but I'm not talking to him still.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. You shouldn't have to. Unless it's really fucking necessary. You don't have to.
Yeah, but I'm still kind of like weirded out. Like, you know, like I don't know why that, like, I was just so angry.
Because you were upset about the whole situation in general.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Some people can basically just, you know, trigger something like that. Like, even though, like, you have, you know what I mean? Like, he's on your site and stuff. It's like, it could simply just be, you know him the way you do and the way it went down. And you just, like, it sparks that little anger thing, you know? It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know,
when you're not expecting it, it happens regardless.
Yeah, and then you know, like one of my coworkers, you know, from the site now, right? They said it like, there's no point in you being angry. Like, you know, you're at a site, you're doing well here, yeah. Right? This guy shouldn't even matter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Should it? Somebody
sounds like that.
Somebody's fucking with their mics again.
Not me.
It's funny because the way that it sounds like you're about to do like an intro for a Typo Negative song.
Right? For real. Let me see. Hold on a second. Yeah, Brian, it's your mic.
Well, tough.
Well, not tough. I'm going to mute you for now.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Brian's going to adjust.
He's a big one.
Brian's going to adjust now. Brian screaming at his mic or whatever. This is bullshit.
Yeah. So
Brian's gonna just chime in or whatever. Titty sprinkles.
Titty sprinkles. Clitoris bits.
Clitoris bits. Clitoris bits.
All right, so I hope you guys enjoyed that. And this is the outro, I guess. I'm doing a separate outro because, of course, I didn't get to introduce everything else as far as music or our sponsors or our, you know, sites and links and all this shit. So make sure you go to innercitygeeks.com, where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We have Bride 2J Presents. We have Comics Con Sabor, Manga Time, Anime World, Innercity Geeks Turntable, Good Games. Also, First Watch should be coming back soon. Just a whole bunch of shit on InnercityGeeks.com, so make sure you click those. Also on the site, we have sponsors, so check out Amazon.com. Check out the link for Amazon at the bottom of the page. Also check out the link for So Sick Clothing Company. They got a bunch of cool shit, so make sure you click that link. And once you're there, at checkout, type in InnercityGeeks for 50% off of whatever you want on there. And then also we have a link to Kushly.com. That's a CBD site for, you know, all your CBD needs. So make sure you check that out. And to find us on the Instagrams and on the Twitters and on the Facey Space. And the fucking cat is on the table right now. No, get away from the mic, cat. Yeah, at Inner City Geeks. You can go back a little bit. You can listen to the show on SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play Music, or Google Music, or Google Podcasts. I don't know what the fuck they call it nowadays. But yeah, make sure you check all those out. And that's pretty much it. So I hope you guys enjoyed these last two episodes. And be ready, because next week is going to be a crazy one, because it's post-Comic-Con, so we're going to have a lot of shit to talk about. So, yeah, check that shit out. I also forgot to mention that this week I'm bringing you some music from a band that came out last week, I guess. Came out with a new album, Hell Yeah, and the song that I'm going to be playing by them from their new album is a song called Black Flag Army. So yes, go check out Black Flag Army from Hell Yeah. It's fucking dope. I enjoyed it, and I know you guys will enjoy it too. Well, at least I hope you guys enjoy it, because you listen to the show, so I hope so. Thank you guys for listening. I love you guys. Make sure you guys don't be dicks. Remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
We've spent our lives left out in the rain. But you have no class. Never been first, but we're built to last. And we're not afraid of you. Born to make you uncomfortable. Our hate is unconditional. Coexistence is impossible. And we're coming for you. We're the black flag. Coming to burn the young truth. Raise a black flag. Pledge allegiance to our roots. We're the black flag. Coming to burn the young truth. You can see our face. We're nothing back on you. That you can't stitch up. You're the diamond and we're the rust. Choking with your silver spoon. We're gods again, we're flammable. We're feral motherfucking animals. Our fists are up, we're unstoppable. And we've got it here for you. We're the black flag. Coming to finish your truth. Raise a black flag. Pledge allegiance to our roots. We're the black flag. Coming to finish your crew. You can see our face. Get up.